Listen up, ladies. You are a bad bitch. You are a bright light. You are a unique, gorgeous individual who was put on this earth to glow. Life is hard, and it's sometimes dysfunctional, and you might want to shut down. You might want to quit. Don't. Beautiful things come from trusting in your journey and staying the fuck open to it.
Situated, how to get comfortable. Welcome back to another episode of Stay Open. I'm your girl Arletta, and today we are going to discuss kind of two things that I've really been struggling with personally currently, and I think if I could tie them together I will, because both conversations are really important for anyone to hear. And I think, although maybe they might sound like completely different topics, they kind of go hand in hand together. So I want to discuss today two things: celebrating your own wins and the theme of constant striving for perfectionism in a world where I think we are inherently not perfect for a reason. And I also think, of course, perfection is an opinion, because everyone has a different opinion of what perfect is, yes. But even more so on top of that, I think perfection comes with imperfections, and that's what makes something beautiful and in my eyes makes it perfect. So really, I just wanted to start with a story, because I think the idea of celebrating your own wins was something that was reminded to me from one of my best friends when I was complaining on a phone call, as a girl does, about how frustrated I was that I have been working my ass off the last month on all of my personal projects, on this podcast, on my creative design brand that I just started, on my graphic design endeavors on Etsy, on just like, I don't know, you know, I really feel like I'm very proud of myself in a lot of ways. Not to make this about me, but I am proud of myself, you know, for starting a business. It's something I've always wanted to do, never really knowing what that looked like. And graphic design, creative design has always been something that I've done on the side and been passionate about. So I thought, you know, what better time than moving in with my future husband, who's in the military. So he travels a lot, and that's hard. I totally get why military wives have a difficult time having, you know, like a job that really carries the family, and I think puts them sometimes first in their lives. It's hard because you have to move with your husband, you have to support him, and you know, wherever his job kind of takes both of us. And so I want a job that I can travel with, a job that I can transform and maybe make different, make it look a little different depending on where we move. And I can always cater towards my community and support the people there, and hopefully be able to create some cool logos and brands and create websites and visions for companies along the way. But I say all of this to just say, or let you in, I guess, on where I've been in the last month. And I was complaining to a girlfriend all about just how difficult it is to spin your wheels. If you're somebody who has started a company or an endeavor, you kind of, I'm sure, like, you know exactly what I'm talking about, but it's a lot. You put a lot into it. You do a lot of things behind the scenes, especially to get the business started before any revenue is even made. And so you feel like, God, is this even worth it? And it is an investment, because it's not like I'm getting paid out hourly, you know, on the every day that I'm like working towards making my business legitimate. It's the pay comes on the back end because you've put so much good work, hard work into what you've done on the front end. So I was complaining to her and she basically just said to me, it's hard. There's no one to celebrate your wins for you but yourself. And we had this long discussion on, wow, the reality that I understand how people say entrepreneurship is so difficult because you really are your own motivator, your own boss, your own everything. And I think, yes, it's very easy to know when you fail, right? When you don't make your quota, when you don't make your goals that you've been hoping to make by a certain timeline. And we're so quickly conditioned, I think, to focus on the negative or to get ourselves, be down on ourselves. But it's so much harder to celebrate. And I don't know why that is. I've been trying to figure it out. I've been trying to spend a lot of time thinking, why are we so quick to be mad at ourselves, to be angry and frustrated at ourselves, but yet when we do something great, it's so easy to just swipe it underneath the rug, keep it pushing, and strive for the next thing for you to do great at. And although I do believe in doing that, celebrating the wins, I think, are just as important and are underestimated in the value that it can do for your company and for yourself personally along the journey. And, you know, another example that I think of when I think of this is two girlfriends of mine, actually. They started their own podcast, and when they started, I was so excited for them, obviously, just because I love podcasting and I think they were going to be so good at it, and they are. But when they started Creeps and Crimes podcast, check it out, shameless plug for them, they had a party in the beginning and it was so much fun and it was like a launch party. And even though it was just our close friends that were there, it was all the people in their circle that were like obviously supporting them from the beginning. And it was just so much fun to like stop and take time out for them to be happy for them and celebrate. And it wasn't anything, you know, crazy, over the top, or expensive. It just was a night where their favorite people got together and we celebrated something for them. And there was a start to it. And there was something really beautiful in that start. And I think for me, something that I've never done is I've never been really good at celebrating the starts or the accomplishments along the way. I'm somebody who definitely sweeps it underneath the rug and keeps it pushing. And I've been told, you know, multiple times, whether that's from personality tests or in like a tarot card reading, just how I needed to learn to celebrate the small things and like stop and actually celebrate some of my wins and some of my beginnings. And so I wanted to bring it up to remind you, if you are somebody who is on your own personal journey, whether this be a business or even whether this be a fucking, I don't know, your fitness journey or buying a house and those little things in life, just life chapters, don't forget to stop and be the one to celebrate your wins for yourself, because there's no one else. There's no company behind you that, you know, has a reward program or you're getting a bonus at the end of the year for your hard work or there's none of that. There's yourself. It's me, myself, and I over here. And if I'm not the one stopping and maybe throwing a dinner party to say, hey, thank you to my friends and family who have supported me throughout the start of this business, or whether it's, you know, going out to lunch to celebrate a weight loss or but getting yourself a coffee from your favorite coffee shop the morning of a big meeting. Just, it's like the little things that we do for ourselves that I think we should never underestimate, because in turn, what it does is I think it creates beautiful energy and positivity in your life that you then get motivation off of and you can do it again. It's like the energy, you're cultivating positive energy, which then makes you more confident of a person, a businesswoman, a business owner. And then you are pushing yourself to the next goal. And then it's a cycle. It's a cycle of positivity and a cycle of being able to say, hey, like, I know that I can gravitate very easily towards being my own boss. I know I can boss myself around. I can give myself, feedback that's not always positive. But what's hard for me is to stop and say, hey, I think this is worthy of a celebration or a dinner with, you know, my husband or a date night with my girlfriends. I mean, whatever it is for you, it's so hard to celebrate your own wins, but you need to be able to do it because nobody else is going to. And you might have people in your life who do, and that's great. And that's even better. That's the cherry on top, to have friends and family that will gather around with you and celebrate. But even in adulting, it's like with birthdays. Like, it's almost like if you don't plan your own birthday, it doesn't fucking happen. It's not like mom's sitting down saying, okay, where do you want to go this year? No, you have to plan it yourself. And that's the same thing with life and celebrating wins. You have to make room to celebrate your own wins for yourself. And it's hard. And I think it's also sometimes, and I don't know why this is, looked down upon or showed to be like celebration makes you weak or jinxes you, or I don't know. I just, that kind of bullshit doesn't fly for me either, because as an adult, you create the life that you want to live, because that's all it is creation. We're creating our families. We're creating our jobs. We're creating our physiques and our environment. And if we are not breathing positivity into that, breathing happiness into that life, it's not going to be filled with any. I think it's so easy to get tired and run down and consumed with everyone else's issues, and you start not focusing on your own happiness, on your own wins. And it's easy to maybe brush off wanting to have people over. It's a lot of work, you know, it's a lot of planning and preparation that goes into it, but there is a need in life, I think, to stop and to be able to celebrate the beautiful things that happen and the amazing things that happen and the little wins along the way. And I told you I would morph two subjects, together. And so then I was thinking, after this, you know, celebrating my own wins and kind of contemplating on the struggle of how it's hard for us, I think, to celebrate, and I don't know where that comes from. I think it stems from a level of perfectionism. And if you've been a follower on this podcast for a long time, you know that I've like brought up probably every episode how I consider myself to be like a really shitty perfectionist, because my perfectionism actually like enables me to be able to create at all, because I'm scared of my creation falling short of the perfectionism that I have in my mind. And I say all of that to say that I was watching my mom cut vegetables and prepare a salad the other night, and I'm thinking, you know, nothing is more beautiful and raw and real than vegetables from a garden during the summer. And I've grown up with my parents having just gorgeous gardens. We're always eating, you know, farm to table kind of in a way in the summer, from straight from our garden to the table, all of our salads, all of the vegetables that we have with our meals. And I'm so grateful to have had that childhood and to have carried that love now into my own life, because I can't wait till I get a yard where I can have a garden and I can feed my family with the fruits and vegetables that I grow myself. So I'm watching her cut these vegetables, and I'm realizing that she had this gorgeous piece of celery stalk, and the outside was kind of, it wasn't perfect. It wasn't like a genetically modified perfection of celery. And I was thinking about GMOs, and I was thinking about farming in the future, and I don't know, just a lot of things. Clearly, this is what, if you want to know what goes on in my mind, just like a simple fucking stalk of celery being cut is like me finding a lineage between that and like the high level of perfectionism and that our society strives for. And I think, unfortunately, we are like trying to push out imperfection in all areas of life. Like, we are trying to push out imperfection in our appearances, and that gets us carbon copies of everyone's face, like copied and pasted everywhere. And nobody has like different lips anymore. They all have the same pillow lips that are injected with Juvederm. Everybody is trying to strive for the same body type. Everyone is, and that's perfectionism in that. Like, people want a fat ass, but they don't want cellulite, because God forbid you should show stretch marks and cellulite, like the reality of what happens with your skin when you carry that much weight in one area. And I could go, oh God, clearly I'm triggered by like physical appearances, but there's perfectionism that is pushed in all aspects of life. And I think we could have a deeper conversation about technology and AI and, you know, kind of taking that human experience out of things because they want a consistent perfection, perfect experience every time. But as I'm watching this celery stalk be cut, and my mom's talking about like, oh, this one's bad or this one's good, and she's just like shaving away the darker coloring on the celery stalk, I was just thinking how beautiful that is. And there's a beauty in nature and a beauty in vegetables that you grow yourself that are not chemically treated, that are not genetically modified, that are just from the ground, from your hands, you know, planted in the soil and then grown in Mother Earth and given back to us in a different form to fill us and give us nutrition. That is, to me, although imperfect to some standards, that is perfect. That is perfection. That is love. That is unconditional love from the earth given back to us for food. And the most beautiful things in life are imperfect and have blemishes or imperfections or things that are not symmetrical. And it just got me thinking, I just don't think that that's the point. And I think it's silly that we strive for perfection in the way that we do, through the lenses that we do, because there's nothing wrong with striving for one's version for perfection. But if perfection is not what the human race is supposed to be, then we are striving for something that we will always fall short of. If our mindset of perfection was something different, like maybe the version of perfection for an individual would be truly living every single day and making every single decision to align with who they truly are, that to me is perfection. And there's the reality of everything is there's imperfection in that, but that is kind of changing your mindset to believe that perfection can also be imperfect. And I think we as humans are killing ourselves, quite literally, and pushing ourselves out of a lot of areas of life where we are not paying attention or not appreciating the beauty and the perfectionism in the imperfect. Because we're slowly going towards, gravitating towards, I think, a world of carbon copies and a world of, I mean, there's no uniqueness anymore. Like, I think this 90s, early 2000s fashion trend is so ironic to me and just funny, because I just don't think there's any, like, and I'm sure they're out there. And this is a fucked up thing. They're out there. There are unique fashion designers. There are unique people who dress uniquely, but they don't get produced at masses, you know, at the masses, and they don't get shown on social media pages and followed by millions of people because they're not like everybody else. And it's just like this little army on social media of the carbon copy paste neutral, just, I don't know. I just, the whole thing makes me sad, because we as humans are individuals, and there's a reason we are all uniquely created in our image, in our gifts, in our lives, and what we go through. And that is the perfectionism to me. Like, that is perfect. That person is perfect through all of their quirks, or, you know, things that they don't like on their bodies. We've all been taught to hate certain parts of ourselves that make us, I think, the beautiful creatures that we are. And tying it into celebrating your own wins, if you are having a warped sense of perfectionism in your life, especially me, and I'm talking to myself here, as a business owner, if I'm striving for something that is just not humanly fucking possible and I never reach it, I'm never going to feel like I can celebrate anything or celebrate wins, because my level of perfectionism is warped and scaled, and I'm comparing myself to companies that are literally like built out of machines and have millions of little bots sitting online, constantly posting or hashtagging, or, you know, there's just so many things that you can fight against and compare yourself to that are just not even human. And it's like we're over here kicking ourselves about being able to compete with something that is literally a gift that I'm not even capable of, you know? So I'm choosing, I guess I say all of this, and, you know, I wanted to keep it short today and sweet and to the point, and I'm trying not to edit as much as possible. So I hope you enjoy this, but just celebrate the things that make you happy and the things that you have worked for, and don't underestimate how much better, I think, just ourselves breathing life back into ourselves can do for us. Because we are losing the ability to love the journey, to love the ups and downs, to love the imperfections along with that, and the failures and the bruises and the scars and the heartache and the happiness. All of those things are meant to be there. You know, we are meant to have blemishes. We are meant to have stretch marks and scars and cellulite and beautiful marks of life that happen when we grow. And if we continue to want to hide those parts of ourselves or blur them out or face tune them out or cut them out, like literally cut them off or change them, we will lose the sense of being able to just, I think, see beauty, like real raw beauty. And it makes me sad. And we're better than that, and we're more beautiful than that. And I know my community is, and I know the person listening to that is, to this is. So just your weekly reminder. I think I always like talk myself calm into like a calm state. Celebrate your wins and reevaluate your level of perfectionism and what you think is truly perfect, because to me, raw and real beauty is the most perfect thing out there. Thanks for listening. You can follow me on Stay Open Podcast. You can follow me on my personal Instagram, which is Arletta LaRue. And I'm so excited. If you do not follow my Arletta Argyle Designs page, please do. It's at Arletta Argyle Designs. My website is coming out soon. And then if anyone is interested in any sort of graphic design, let your girl know. As always, please, please, please give me a rating if you haven't already on iTunes. That helps this episode be seen to a larger audience. And then give me a review. Leave me a review if you haven't yet. I love hearing your guys' feedback on this show and what you want to hear, what you like, what you don't like. Let me know, and have a good week.